It's Helping Hand, HBR One Station's Friday's Part, All Things Considered, online at hawaiipublicradio.org, where we keep Helping Hand. Try to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, event, offering assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we have a returning guest organization that since 1963 have been helping people here in the Aloha State, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hawaii. They pair kids with carefully screened and trained volunteer mentors. The CEO and president from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hawaii can attest, Dennis Brown. He was the very first little brother ever for the organization. We're welcoming him back right now. Dennis, it's great to see you.
Thank you, Dave. Great to see you as well.
Describe how you guys function.
Well, we are a youth and children's mentoring organization. The children we serve are those who are facing some sort of adversity or trauma, anything from as simple as a divorce to losing a parent to suicide, having parents removed from the home. So we try to intervene by placing a caring, responsible adult in their lives who can guide them, help them feel better about themselves, and really, I think most importantly, give them some hope for the future.
It starts when, and obviously it can carry on through one's life.
We start at age 6. As you say, go on, and it could go on through the lifetime of both parties. But we do try to get them in as young as possible. I'd say our average age is in the 9, 10, 11 range. But if they're coming into us at 5.5, if the child is mature enough to understand what this is about and say, yes, I want to do that, then we'll go ahead.
How old were you when it was brought into your life?
I was 9.
Henry.
Henry, you remember?
Of course. Well, it's an incredible story.
We were actually the first match in March of 1964. Henry's car was a brand new model of Ford called the Mustang.
Wow. Brand new.
Convertible. He was, one of the first.
I mean, it says a lot, and this is kind of a good way of illustrating people in the community who are listening, who are maybe interested in getting involved with something like this. What was Henry seeking that he was willing to do this?
Henry was such a giving, caring person in his own quiet way.
Japanese-American dude.
Japanese-American, didn't talk a lot, but he listened. He responded to an advertisement in the newspaper, in the classified ads, looking for men who would like to befriend a child who's in need, be a role model. And that's what we're about, the relationships. Big Brothers Big Sisters is founded and based on the fact that there's a power in friendship. So you take two strangers, one adult, one child, put them together, support them. That's key. Our case management staff supports each of these matches throughout the life of that relationship to make sure it's safe, that the child is getting what they need out of it.
It's amazing to hear stuff like this. There's so many bad things going on in the world, and then you have a conversation like this. It's just pretty much devoid of any of that. So it doesn't feel normal, right? Like, are we really having a conversation? Am I dreaming? Holomua Online Mentoring was a new thing previously. Where are we at with that now? And are there other new things like that that the organization is involved in that we need to shine a light on?
Well, so glad you're asking about that, because we're so very proud of Holomua. When we first spoke about it, it was a pilot. Now it's a full-fledged part of our program, because that's the way the kids communicate. That's their preferred method, especially teens. In fact, we actually try to start the Holomua program now in middle school, so even earlier. And the whole goal is to try to match them with a professional adult in the community who has preferably been to college and preferably graduated and gotten their degree, so they can model that. And so we're looking for those children or youth or teens who have the potential, but aren't maybe motivated. What's really cool about it, we found, is that the teens tend to open up that way. It's harder, I think, face-to-face for a lot of them, especially in Hawaii culturally. But when they're able to just write it out in the form that they're used to, they really open up.
And for the frequency as a whole, what's the commitment required?
We do require them to meet in person at least once a month. We prefer every other weekend if possible. But with the technology use now, we realize that we're going to start saying you need to be in contact at least once a week, even if it's a phone call or a text or even the old-fashioned postcard. We have people who go on trips, business trips, and they say, I don't know if I can be a big brother because I travel too much. Say, hey, your little brother would love to receive a postcard from you from St. Louis or Japan or wherever you're traveling.
Good point.
And it's actually reinforcing.
How do you vet these cats who are going to be around not only our kids in general vulnerable, but we're talking about a somewhat more vulnerable population. So how do you really know that the adults are the right folks?
Well, such an important question. Two major ways. One is the standard background checks. We do national, local. It's a tiered selection.
Does a company
process
do that for you?
We have a company. We pay for that.
But sure.
Because we're part of a national organization, we have a pretty good deal on that. So we have criminal history checks. We do reference checks. And really the key thing is the interview. We have trained interviewers who probe and ask. This is not your typical job interview. Sure. I mean, they're very, very pointed questions because we need to know.
Yeah.
And something about the references, that's the second most important. So these two, I'd say, more important than the criminal history check, because a lot of predators will commit 100 offenses before they're caught.
Sure.
They may not have committed that yet, so there's no record. So references are interesting because we're not asking about
your work experience.
Yeah, your work experience.
Your character.
Or even, yeah. And it's very, very deep into character. The other part of it, excuse me for interrupting, but is that we professionally support each match, and that, unbeknownst especially to the child, is our way of guaranteeing the child's safety.
Because it's ongoing surveillance is what it basically is. And then the activities can be...
Well, first of all, we emphasize free or very low cost, and we actually provide a booklet of activities for them to possibly do, and we constantly update that around town of free or very low cost things. You know, we encourage them to do things together, like go to the beach, go to the park, shoot hoops for the guys or the girls who are athletic, kick a soccer ball around, go to the library. Henry's the only one who ever took me bowling. I lived in public housing, and bowling was a big ticket item for us. I'd never go in a bowling alley and pay.
So what you're also pointing out is for a lot of these kids, there's a lot of things they've never gotten to do, and that's not going to cost you a whole lot of money to
exactly
make them
right.
have an exciting experience.
So low cost, and the second half of it is new experiences.
The big brother or sister pays for it.
Yes.
It's an impressive organization.
Thank you.
And people can support it. Obviously, it's very humble when you think of what this is and how it works. And somebody, just because they want to try to help someone else out, will part ways with their time and their money. That's huge. It's almost takes you back just saying something like that. If you go online, it's bbbshawaii.org. You can donate money. You can donate goods. Time. There are a lot of ways you can support you guys. So I guess I'm saying maybe people can't be a big brother or sister, but they want to do some of this other support.
Yes, definitely. The donated goods is an interesting one for us. It's actually like a little business we run. So gently used clothing or small household items. And then, of course, money. When you mentioned that the big brothers and big sisters are out of pocket as far as when they take them to the movies, or we do provide, we try on a monthly basis to have one free activity, a group activity that we sponsor. So if we can get funds for that, that helps. And that's at least one weekend a month that the big brother or big sister doesn't have to pay if they choose to join our activity. Like it could be a hike. We have sponsors for movie days and things like that.
If there were businesses that were interested in maybe providing a place that people could come and explore or look at, or had an idea for an activity maybe for you guys, would it be appropriate for them to contact your organization?
Very much so. Those are some of our favorite ones. When companies give us a tour of their operation, or just teach us something, or teach the kids something they didn't know, we love those. Very much appreciate that opportunity.
I'm going to give you the contact information, bbbshawaii.org, bbbs@bbbshawaii.org. 521-3811. All the contact information, the full-length interview, the radio interview, and all of our other Helping Hand segments at hawaiipublicradio.org.
We have a greater need for big brothers. We have more boys. Please contact us if you're interested in doing something like that. And on the donation side, we also accept used vehicles if you don't want to sell your old car and you're getting a new car or trade it in.
And what do you need? More girls rather than girl mentors?
We do need young girls. We have a lot of women who would like to be big sisters. And unfortunately, some single moms out there, they think immediately that their son needs a big brother if there's no dad in the picture, but they forget that their daughter could also use a big sister. And
right.
This is not to take the place of mom. It's to be more like a sister, someone that your daughter can talk to. And as I'm sure most moms will know, it does become a challenge as your daughter gets older. So
it's Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Hawaii. And President and CEO Dennis Brown, in 1964, several months after the organization arrived here, he was already the very first little brother. Henry Sumita, very first big brother. And when did he pass?
He passed in 2011.
Incredible.
And I was totally honored to be one of the people to give a eulogy at his service. His children asked me because they said it was really important to him that we were the first. So
it's huge stuff. Well, I'm hoping it's a gigantic year of success for you, brother. And it's Dennis Brown, CEO, President, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Hawaii. Thanks for trying to help out a lot of folks out there. And it's inspiring.
Thank you so much, Dave. It's a real privilege. And thanks for having me today.